At this time, I will call the special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township to order on September 11th, 2024, at 12 p.m. I would ask our Police Chief Byron Smith if he would please open us in prayer.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we ask you to preside over these proceedings. Give everyone a clear conscience, a clear heart. In your name, amen.
Brenda, you mind leading us in the pledge?
No problem. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Mazur, would you please give us a roll call?
Absolutely. Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Here.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. Thank you. At this time, I'd remind everybody that this meeting is being recorded and viewable on YouTube. And being 9/11, I would like to take a few seconds here to, we'll wait till the sirens get quit, but to have a moment of silence for those that have lost their life in 2001 in the towers.
Also, Mr. Chairman, if you may, too, the previous school shooting as well, a lot of heavy hearts of family members. That's a fresh wound that lost people.
We'll commence the... Thank you, everybody. This time on the agenda, we have discussion of topics. I would make a motion that we move into executive session to consider the employment compensation of a public employee in regards to section 121.22(g)(1) of the Ohio Revised Code. Also, to discuss the preparation of a bargaining session with a public employee concerning their compensation directly, as directed in the Ohio Revised Code 121.22(g)(4), and also to consider the purchasing of property for public purpose as if the disclosed gives an unfair competitive advantage person with interest adverse to the public's interest under Ohio Revised Code section 121.22(g)(2). And I would ask for a second.
Mr. Chairman, in lieu of some of the stuff here, is this something that can be in an open meeting, or do we make the public aware after we come out?
We make the public aware.
Okay, after. With that, hearing that, I will second that.
Roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
I'm going to say that I am voting yes, but I want to put a caveat to it. If it was for one only, I would vote no. But since we have two other topics on the agenda that has to go into exec, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
I concur with that as well. Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
So we're out of the special. We'll
move into executive session at 12:03.
We're gonna investigate.
I'm coughing a lot here. All right, at 1:15 on September 11th, I make a motion that we come out of executive session. And I would ask for a second.
With no discussion
or with no decisions being made in the executive session. Thank you. Thank you.
You're on the worst. Yes, I will second that.
Mr. Mazur, when you're ready. Give us a roll call, please.
Absolutely. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. At this time, I will, I believe Mr. Fleshman has a few words he would like to speak.
Yes. So in lieu of what has been going on with our lack of what was going on with our fiscal officer, she was... notified that we were wanting to have an executive session so we ourselves as a board and a township would know what is going on with this unfilled position, meaning that absentee, nothing has been getting done. We have found that her computer, as we mentioned before, the laptop that was for the township was being used for personal use to stream movies, etc. We now found out that we have multiple texts, photos that her township phone is being used for personal use and be given out to be used by other people. The way that we know that is because the other person that had the phone is texting her, meaning Lindsay, saying that, from her personal phone to her township phone and stating conversations back and forth. So she is letting someone else use that phone when there's pertinent information that could be transmitted back and forth in regards to the fundings or the correspondence of the township. So that should not be going on. At this point, we are looking at other options in order to keep the township running, as far as not having a fiscal officer. We have to get the bill signed, the bills paid. We have vendors, we got payroll. We got to keep everything moving forward. So with or without, we're going to get this done. We're looking at Julie as well as the prosecutor's office, and we have some different options that we're going to move on here real soon. So I don't know if there's any more on this anyone else has, but it's disheartening that we're paying a fiscal officer and we've got 30 days and there's not been one shred of work that has been done. We did say that she could not be in the building working here. And again, and if you're watching this, we have told you that we can set up a place at the fire department. We said this from day one. We can make a place that you can work from. We're not excluding you from doing your job. We're not hampering from doing your job. What we are doing is merely keeping a workplace that is stress-free and that is hostile-free. Therefore, we're putting you into another location, and all we need to do is have communication, and we're not having that communication. So I think I beat that drum enough. Mr. Chairman, is there anything more?
You stated it well.
Okay, and the only other thing that I wanted to state is with the property that is at on Hague and Treview, a resident brought in a map that showed from way back when. We have that information. I would like to see that sent over to Julie and see if possible legal would look at that and see if that's anything on that can help the residents in that area. In our last meeting, they did determine that the property in question will not be able to be touched as wetlands in the bottom corner. That would be the southwest corner of it, of the property, because there's trees and stream and everything that goes through there. They are talking about lowering the density and even the apartments as they get up to the Britain. I was making sure I wasn't saying it wrong because I usually call it something else.
Nope.
Once we get to Britain, they're wanting to reduce it to one story, maybe two story, where they were at four story. The city has recommended they don't hook on to Britain to be able to use that as an exit way. So we're glad to hear that portion of it. But I am quite interesting because what we have read, where the land came from and what the land was used for, it was Confederate for payment. And there's documentation for this and et cetera. Will any of this enter in today's, and does it carry over to the next owner? So any of this, we're losing the tax dollar base on it anyways. But to protect our residents from high density, in my opinion, the high density and sure volume, we need to look at if any documents can be held up. So
I think it's a great idea. If anything that we can do to help that area, keep the density down.
Sure. So, and that's all I have.
I just want to say I will be working with residents that are actively filing the paperwork to have Ms. Justice removed from office, and I wanted to put that on the record. I think the, I don't want to speak for the other two gentlemen, so I'm just going to say that myself. They have the ample opportunity to speak for themselves, but I just wanted to be said that I am more than willing to participate in that process.
And with that said, Mr. Chairman, just two more minutes. I too, as a resident, not just your trustee, in good faith, we can't be we can't afford to have a fiscal officer make the mistakes. It costs the taxpayers way too much money. I would be happy to sign any affidavit. I've done it in the past. I know the work that goes into it. So I thank the residents that are working on that because their voice needs to be heard. Thank you.
Fair enough. Mr. Major, you have anything else?
No, sir.
Meeting's adjourned.